Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lindsay in Cumbria has been on saying, why don't you ever talk to Greg at 4 o'clock? It's nothing personal. We just talk off air as opposed to on air. He's on the phone now answering calls, that's why. You can ring him up if you want. Might get played tomorrow. Hope you're right this afternoon. Look what we got, it's Wednesday already. I've got Temper Trap coming up and Black Eyed Peas and Justin Bieber. Disco Cole's been on saying snow is so last year. I totally agree with you. I'm bored of being bored with it now. Do you know what I'm saying, Disco Cole? Chris!
Hello, Scott.
Alright?
Yeah, good, thanks.
What's occurring?
I thought it would be nice if you and I and all the listeners could wish the legend that is Nick Knowles a happy birthday today.
Is it Nick Knowles' birthday?
He's 48 today.
Oh, he's one of our favourite TV presenters, as you'll know if you're a regular listener. How did you find that out, please?
It's just, you know, in the newspaper they have a few celebrity birthdays at the bottom of the comic strips.
Just
looked at that this morning and I thought it'd be nice to say happy birthday to him.
So you don't look up Nick Knowles like on Wikipedia every day and stuff?
I'm not a stalker like Becky, but...
No, we love him. Happy birthday, Nick Knowles. I think... It would only be right, on his 48th birthday, for us to play maybe a little bit of his track. Here it is. One that doesn't speak, just cranked it up.
How many can we be? How many children must die?
The voice.
Before we consider ourselves to be free.
Happy birthday, Nick Knowles. Do you like this one, Chris?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah. Is that an eye for an eye?
What other ones has he done?
I don't know.
Come on!
Did that one trouble the charts? I don't think it went into the charts. Anyway, Chris, thank you very much for bringing Knowles' birthday to my attention. We love him.
No worries.
Love you.
Cheers, love you.
Podcast. Since yesterday, loads of fans of Sporting Gijón have been on. I had no idea this time yesterday that this football team existed. Then Mark from Cleethorpes got in touch. Was talking about this team called Sporting Gijón that were mentioned on Match of the Day at the weekend. If you don't believe me, listen.
Birmingham have been unchanged for the last 8 games in that unbeaten sequence, and the same 11 are put to work today. Although the club have signed Spaniard Michel from Sporting Gijón, the midfielder joining subject to a medical on Monday.
Sporting Gijón, and they're from Spain, this team, and lots of people from the Spain area have been on to me. On email, thank you very much, saying that Sporting Gijón are actually all right. They're kind of like the Spanish Blackburn Rovers, apparently. That means absolutely nothing to me, but good for you. So I think I'm going to follow them quite closely now, actually. They're going to be my team.
Have you got over Michelle's departure yet?
Sporting Gijón!
Michelle's gone. She's gone forever. But the Gijón will be fine without Michelle. We'll just carry on.
Sporting Gijón will have a medical on Monday.
They're going to be my team. Up the Gijón, I say.
Each to their own.
Gijón forever. Anyway, if you're a fan of Sporting Gijón, get in touch because they're my new team. Let me know what kind of thing I should be shouting on the terraces when I go to one of their matches. Up the Gijón would be fine, I think.
Sporting Gijón.
Get in touch, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I think I've worked out what's wrong with you.
Oh.
Did you go to the doctor today?
I did, yes. You know, I've been having chest problems.
Yeah, what did he say?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with me. I'm fine. Apparently my heavy breathing is just...
Hypo.
The cold
You're a
weather.
Hypo.
No, she said I need to have steam inhalations off the 1950s. I don't know
that's
what
nice.
That is. Is that where you put your head over a...
I think you just have to put,
water.
That is quite old school, isn't it?
Mm. So I just went, yeah, okay.
And then go home and make your man some dinner.
I hate it when you go to the doctor and you wait for ages and then there's nothing wrong with you, even though you feel ill. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There obviously is something wrong with me.
But it's fine being hypo. I'm also the same.
But you're not panting.
I'm not panting, no, but if I was, I would think there was something really wrong with me, go to the doctor and be told there's nothing wrong with me.
You were the one that told me to go to the doctor because you thought I had something.
Well, there we are, see? Proof. Anyway,
listen to you.
I know what's wrong with you.
Do you?
Yes. Did you see the Big Fat Diet show on Channel 4 last night? There are so many.
Are you saying that the reason I feel ill is because I'm fat? That is so rude.
That came out wrong.
I might need to lose a few pounds.
No.
Maybe that is why I'm panting. I don't know. I don't think it's got that bad yet. That's so rude.
I meant
You meant what? Go on.
Relating to the show, there was someone on it last night.
Who needed to lose some weight?
No. Well, yes, but no. Right, there's so
many. Because I'm being really offended at the moment.
There are so many diet shows on at the moment, aren't there?
Oh, I've got loads to choose from then, have I, with my big fat problem?
Part of me thinks.
Tell me what's wrong with me.
Part of me thinks with these shows, well, why not just stop watching them and go for a bit of a jog? Anyway, there's a woman who. Right, I'll just play you the clip, all right? Here she is.
I can smell it as it's melting away. It's so smooth and cool, slippery and slimy, but it's delicious.
Well, what's she talking about there?
Custard?
No. Cheese.
I like everything about cheese. Its flavour, its smell, its texture.
This woman is addicted to cheese, and that's your problem. You're not eating enough cheese.
Not eating enough?
No.
I eat it all the time.
Yeah, but you're not having enough.
I had a massive cheese mountain last night. You know, like when you grate a big cheese mountain? I had one of them last night.
So did she.
Pizza.
So did she.
I've been having Dairylea since I was 7. My mother gave it to us on some crusty bread.
If we just keep piling it up, we'd swim in it.
She wants to swim in Dairylea.
That would be amazing.
That would be quite thick.
It would be quite sticky.
But it would be good. You'd have to keep your head up, wouldn't you?
No, you wouldn't.
Just eat it. Anyway, so that's your problem.
And they were saying that was a bad thing.
She's got a cheese addiction. A little bit, yeah. She wants to stop eating as much cheese.
Why?
She says that she'd be thin and gorgeous, that's her actual word, if she stopped eating as much cheese as she does.
Your cheese intake for a year.
Oh, my goodness me. Do I eat that much?
Yes. This is about 20 kilos, one of these big ones.
Oh, wow.
So you eat... eat four of those 20 kilo blocks, plus the other bits and pieces. In total, it's about 105 kilograms of cheese for a year.
Now, they had a whole room, that was the clip there, a whole room of cheese which she'd eaten.
I love it when you go into a cheese room.
Yeah. And they were like, look, you've eaten all this over the course of a year. It didn't actually look that much. I think I've probably eaten as much as that, to be honest. I was like, is that it? But she.
105 kilograms is more than an actual person.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It didn't look that much on
actually, I could eat a cheese person in a week, I reckon, don't you? Like, if you laid out a person
in
cheese easily.
So, like we said, we can finish off a whole, whole thing of brie in one sitting.
Yeah.
This is not a problem. Anyway, she also had a cheese mountain last night, same as you.
Did she?
Yes.
What, a grated pearl?
Yes.
But the problem with the cheese mountain is that when you're cooking, like, you grate the cheese and then you're like, oh, yeah, have a bit of that, have a bit of that, and then you have to grate loads more for your actual dinner because you've eaten it all.
You've got something in common with her. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Yeah, that is 18 stone of cheese, isn't it? 105 kilograms. Actually, maybe I haven't eaten that much not this year so far.
Maybe if you have.
2009, maybe. Oh, think about a cheese person. Oh, lush. Did you want to hear the bit from last night where she almost cried because they rationed her?
I can't imagine how she felt.
Yeah, they were like, right, you're not having as much cheese. And she only got a quarter of a tub on a jacket potato. Listen to this.
I've only put a quarter of a tub of Dairylea in that jacket potato. There's not enough cheese on this.
Tears in her eyes.
Awful, she says. But it's true that they are quite small, those tubs.
They're not small for the average person.
A quarter would be a small amount for a jacket. If you normally have, 100 to 200 grams of cheddar on it, that's quite a...
Bless her. And I don't think they've cured her cheese addiction.
Did she not manage to
It's one of those shows, you know the shows on TV where you're like, okay, I've watched this for an hour now, and obviously something miraculous is going to happen at the end where they go, yes, you don't need cheese anymore. And then they just go, actually, she's still eating as much cheese as she was before. And you go, what was the point of me watching this for an hour?
I so want to go around to her house and have dinner.
Yeah. Let's invite ourselves. We normally do. Radio 1 Podcast. Now, there is a new show starting on Friday night on ITV1 called Pop Stars Opera Star. And it's exactly as it says, really. Some people who are pop stars tried to become opera stars. Two of the people who are taking part in this mammoth task are Danny Off-McFly. Hi.
Hi, Scott.
Hi. And Kim Marsh. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You.
Are you pooing yourself a little bit about this?
No.
Good first question, I thought.
Yeah, like, no pressure, really. No pressure, because not only are we learning songs in a different genre and a different language, but we've got a week to learn it, and it's on ITV at 9 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah. Every Friday.
Yeah. Tune in. See, hey, job done, let's go.
Yeah, there we go. Bye. Right, see, I went to an opera once, and it was really boring.
Yeah.
It was in the summer. It might have been something to do with the temperature. It was boiling hot in there, and I fell asleep.
Oh, that's tragic.
Is this show going to make me like opera more?
Well, hopefully, yeah. Oh, who was that? What opera did you see? Can you remember?
I can't remember, Kim.
See, well, I didn't think I knew anything about opera, and I actually don't. But what I mean is, I didn't think that I would know anything about the songs. I wouldn't recognise anything. And actually, I do recognise more songs than I thought I would.
Right.
I guess it's like someone described it as listening to an album, you know, even of someone that you know. You listen to an album track, you wouldn't necessarily know the song, but then you'll go, oh, I know track three, though, you know, and it's that kind of thing. So. Yeah.
It will be very interesting, though.
Yeah.
I think you'll like it.
Okay, I'm going to give it a go.
We're all going to be out of our comfort zone.
Yeah, I quite like that bit.
And basically spoil our career.
And we're all going to be naked.
Yeah. Oh God.
Joe, did I not mention that to you?
No. How much training have you had then?
Well, sort of started in November-ish, and then. But Kim's not had as much as me.
Kim? No, but you've been to Atlanta though.
Yeah, I know. So we're sort of the same. We keep going on like. Have you had a language coach? Have you this? So we all. There's a bit of a.
Oh, you've had a language coach. Well, I haven't.
Yeah, that. But you've got hair and makeup. Yeah, but you know.
I want to keep it northern though.
Yeah.
Like, there was this bit in that Catherine was trying to teach me, this little bit of Italian.
Catherine Jenkins,
yes. Nice. And she goes, and it sort of goes, the right way to say it is un no more, right? And I go, I'm saying it right. She goes, no, you're not. And as I was saying it, I was going, oh, no more.
Oh, no
in a
more.
Oh, yes, no more. So we're like, I said, well, come on. Just keep a bit of Bolton in there. It'd be quite a classic new genre.
Bit of Bolton opera.
Yeah.
So how is it different to being a pop star then from what you've experienced so far?
It's exactly the same.
It's completely different. It's a long time since I was a pop star, even. I sound like I'm about 50, don't I? But
how old are you, Kim?
I'm actually 33.
You don't look it.
Yeah. What are you going to say?
That killed it. That really killed it. Thanks, Lily.
It's older than Cheers. That. I was about to hit you. And I think it's massively different.
But no miming. Can't mime
no
on this.
Miming, no miming. And but also, it's like, I mean, I don't know about you, but when you sing in opera, you've got to like remember about 50 different things all at the same time. Like, pull, you know, your breathing and your larynx.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's
your
quite technical, isn't it?
And you know, and do it in a foreign language.
Oh, do you have to learn it in foreign?
Yeah.
Is it all foreign?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like some are French, some Italian.
There's even...
Oh, you sound so thick.
I don't know that.
Hey, Mike, should I get ITV to put the English subtitles on the bottom well, so they you should. Can still understand what the songs are about?
No, you should be able to press the red button and get some kind of idea of what the hell's going on. Because how am I supposed to understand it?
Well, exactly.
That's why I got bored and fell asleep.
See, I think you could, if you've, there's no worries about forgetting the words then, is there?
That's what I mean.
Just make it up.
You forget the words, just make them up. 99% of people will never know if it's foreign.
Yeah.
You can wing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, so Kim is going, well, a long time ago, Kim is going from this. To this. And Danny is going from this. To this. Yeah, can you do that yet?
It's actually him.
No.
Also, there are no lyrics like this to worry about in opera, are there? That won't be cropping up any time on Friday night soon, will it?
I like that, it's good.
I read an interview, Danny, saying that you want to make opera cool, or try and make it cool. Have you been getting a bit of stick then for doing this show?
No, I think what it was is everyone keeps saying, oh, are you going to dress up in tuxedos and put a pillow up your top and look, you know, and all this? And I was like, no. I basically want to...
Put a pillow up your top?
Yeah. What? You know, like an opera singer. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like Paul Potts.
What? He was a pillow.
Yeah. He's not actually that...
I know.
Yeah.
I know what you meant.
And then you felt bad.
Yeah, shh. So basically, I just want to—I want to make it appeal to my fans and you, Scott, because obviously, like you said, it didn't really tickle your fancy.
No, I'm looking forward to this.
I don't want to be like, you know, going around in dressed as this and that and blah 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 and in a tuxedo. Because what's the point? I might as well just dress as I dress and bring them. Because they're quite powerful characters. Well, obviously, my first song is quite a powerful character, so I want to sort of bring him into the modern day and just make it appeal to my fans.
I know the rest of your boys, McFly, have been really supportive. Tom, yeah. It's all that Tom talks about on his Twitter.
Uh-huh.
That and the fact that his dishwasher's broken.
Yeah, it's been broken for a while.
Yeah, and also his dreams involving marshmallows. Does talk about
not
that
seen
a
lot. That one.
Yeah,
no.
And the fact that he might build another snowman today. It's brilliant, his Twitter.
Yeah.
But mostly it's just stuff about you and how you need to win.
Yeah, and apparently Tom got the most, he's like the most influential Twitterer.
Is he?
Yeah, and what, building snowmen?
What, more than Stephen Fry?
I think so, yeah. Sorry, Tom, if you're listening. I think you are. You influenced me anyway.
You're right. You must both get offered shows like this all the time, right? I mean, reality shows.
Yeah.
Okay. So what made you say, yes, I want to do this one?
Well, to be honest, I mean, I don't really get to sing that much anymore, the job that I do now. But I just thought, well, there's nothing to lose, really. And yet I might learn something and I might really enjoy myself along the way. And I thought it was a really good thing to do. So it just sounded like a good thing to do,
You're
really.
You're going to take a bit of opera back to Corrie? Like, yeah, start bringing it a bit more of Evita.
Yeah, can you imagine? What can I get you, love? Pint, please.
What? Cora, the opera.
That'd be good.
Oh, no, I mean, Corrie.
Cora.
Cora, yeah, we call it Cora.
Cora.
Have you been offered any shows like this before?
I think so, yeah. I mean,
I think so.
My manager doesn't really tell me a lot that we get offered.
Well, they just bin them off before telling you?
Yeah, sort of, yeah. And then just sort of filters it through to us and blah, blah, blah. And
nice.
I suppose it's because we don't really, I don't know, probably, he knows we'll say no or whatever. But this one came about. I said no really at first because I used to mess about singing it and it got on a few DVDs and on a few like documentaries and stuff. And there's a YouTube video of us messing about singing this opera thing and... It was basically that Il Divo version of Nessa Dorme. Oh, no, not Nessa Dorme. Yeah, Nessa Dorme. And Dougie's on having this court, and there's a big bit, and Dougie looks up, and this massive voice comes out. And we just mess about like that. And then suddenly the manager rings me and goes, Danny, you'll never guess what's come through. They want you to do this opera show. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So I used to sing it for a joke. You know, it never happened. I said, no. He said, well, sleep on it, blah, blah, blah. So I did, and the boys, spots the boys about it. Like, yeah, mate, be classic, do it, classic, you know, have a laugh. And I was like, well, there's not much happening in January. I'm normally on holidays, so...
Look at Thomas. All he does is write about the dishwasher.
Exactly.
He's got nothing to do.
I know. So instead of fixing my dishwasher and building snowmen, I'm learning opera.
He is very excited about playing people the new McFly material, though.
It is so exciting. It's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah, we're so excited about next year.
Because there's some people going, oh, my God, it means that it's the end of McFly. No, he's just doing this because he's got nothing else to do. They'll be back.
Yeah, and it's a great challenge, I think.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to showing myself up.
I was talking to Tom recently. They love you in South America, don't they? And
yeah.
This is proven by the fact that I have about 30 emails, all from people in Brazil now, saying hello.
I don't think
hello.
They can vote either, can they?
They can't vote.
Damn.
Because you would win.
Damn.
What?
It's not an international number.
Stop.
No.
Vote for me instead.
Isn't it crazy when you go there?
There we are. You said it.
All right.
Keep
right.
talking.
Yeah. No, they've got a big thing about you in South America, haven't they?
Yeah, it's kicked off over there.
Yeah.
It's quite good. We did a show recently and they were camping out for 2 weeks.
Really?
And the news helicopter came out and we were like, that's for us, that's it, that's amazing.
That's hilarious.
So yeah, no, it's really good. It's great because we've done a tour around Europe and stuff for the first time and it's all starting to kick off around there, which is really exciting for us.
Have you got your dog yet, by the way, Kim?
I have, yes, I have.
You got it already?
Yeah.
Oh, right, explain what happened if people don't know.
All right.
There was Kim watching this morning.
Yeah, I was watching this morning in my nightie. I was supposed to be in work and it all got cancelled, you know, because of the snow and stuff. So I was watching this morning and they were showing all the they had this item on about dogs that had been abandoned over Christmas and all that stuff. And then there was this little puppy called Oliver, who'd been left in a box outside a shop, which was shut, obviously, as it's Christmas, and just left to freeze. And they rescued him, and they were wanting to rehome him. So I was like, I love him, I love him.
And he's, so you just phoned up Philip and Holly?
Yeah, but I then, I had to go through all these, like, proper RSPCA checks and all this kind of stuff. And we had to go down there, because I've got a seven-year-old chihuahua as well, so I had to take him along and see how they got on. He's disgusted with me.
Is he? Really giving you, like, the cold shoulder at the moment?
Literally, though, normally he's, like, all over me, and I'm going, Charlie, Johnny, he just did this.
Talk to the hand.
Completely just turned his back on me. It's
and,
hilarious.
And those chihuahuas got oversized brains?
What? What?
Frankie's just got this dog, yeah?
Right.
Look, his girlfriend, Frankie. And I think it's a chihuahua. And it's tiny. It's more like a guinea pig.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's got a massive head.
It's got a massive head?
Yeah, like an oversized
sounds like,
brain.
Sounds like there might be some.
And it's really clever.
Kim, now you've got another dog, I need to talk to you about dog book. I'll do it off air.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Danny Hoffman Fly and Kim Marshall with me. It's Pop Star to Opera Star, which starts on ITV1 on Friday at 9 o'clock. Is it live?
Live, straight after Corrie.
Yeah. Oh. God, you're not going to be off, are you? You're going to be like, there you'll be in your tracksuit, and the next minute you'll be in some big frock.
Hello. Hello. Big frock. It's not that big.
What do you have to wear? Are they making you wear, like, special things, or...?
We went for... Well, I don't know about you. Are you wearing, like, a sparkly suit or
something? No special, really, just a nice suit.
Yeah. It's just, like, all kind of sparkly dresses and, you know.
Okay. Not they sparkly. It's Dancing on Ice.
Yeah.
Not that sparkly.
No spandex.
No.
That's quite American, isn't it? Spandex.
Spandex. Now, just to see if it is worth watching or not, can we have a sneak preview of what you've been doing so far? You're allowed to give us a little... Is that it?
Yeah.
Are you not allowed?
No.
Oh. God, I wonder what they're
doing. It takes ages to warm up, though, before you can actually.
Yeah, I know there's
it.
No. Not
yeah.
So what?
Yeah. Just go I mean, for it.
Yeah,
it does actually. It takes me a good half an hour. Mm. I've never been trained before just in singing in general, anyway, but I actually have to warm up for opera now.
Right. Yeah, me too.
It's quite interesting.
It is lazy being a pop singer.
What sort of exercises do you do to warm up? Is there anything that makes you look ridiculous?
That we do like a. There's one of the teachers. Not the mentors, the teachers. Right. She goes like, you go in the room, I think it's Mary. She's amazing, isn't she, Mary? And she goes like, the first ever lesson I had, she had me lying on the floor, doing sitting up while I'm singing. And then I do fish impressions. Like this. She's crazy. But it really helps.
That's funny.
So we can imagine you as they're going, and here he is, it's Danny Jones.
Yeah.
Backstage, you'll be going.
Well, I'm not sure I can tell you what. One of the teachers said to me, I don't know if I can say it on air.
Well, you can't just say that, Kim, and then not tell us.
She keeps telling me to pull a certain part of myself up.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm like, why, can you
Does
see
that
it?
Help?
Pull that up, love, it's going to help you a lot. Now, Mylene, lovely Mylene, is presenting the show.
Yeah.
Are you still mates with Mylene?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to not be, would you?
Well, not now. No.
And Becky, think about it. You don't know who else is presenting, do you? Who else would you get? Think opera. You've got Mylene Klass, and you've got
the priest.
No, Alan Titchmarsh. Oh. Opera.
Yeah.
Why is he doing it?
I don't know.
Who else is on the show?
He's good though, Alan
Maybe
Titchmarsh.
He's on one of those contracts where they've bought him for a couple of years enough to use him.
Oh,
for
no,
something.
Don't doubt he's a great presenter. I'm just saying, opera? Don't know. Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen, another opera great, he's on.
Yeah.
Who else? Meatloaf?
Yeah, he's opera trained. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, I can imagine, yeah. So, who else is on?
They're the judges, aren't they?
They're the judges, right, okay. Is Darius on?
Darius is on, yeah.
Yes.
Darius is on.
Do you know he's changed his surname?
Yeah.
Why?
I like Dinesh.
Did he get married?
Becky, that's...
No, it's the other way around.
Is there a woman?
Think about what you just said.
Did he get married?
I don't know. Some people
is he a woman?
No, some people change, like, if one of them's got a really good name that they want to use, both change it to the same name.
I don't know why he changed his name.
We'll so who are the judges again? Meatloaf?
Meatloaf and Lawrence
Llewellyn Bowen.
Yeah.
And then you've got the two mentors, Catherine Jenkins.
Hold on a minute. Don't you do the two mentors,
Catherine and Jenkins.
Who does changing rooms?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Who does changing rooms?
Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. He does.
Changing rooms.
Yeah, that's right. Have you just realised?
Yeah.
Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen's got that. He does a radio show, doesn't he? Classic.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, he does classic, yeah.
God.
Classic FM. Yeah. Brilliant.
See? Changing
rooms.
Irony here.
Classic. I like it. It just drops. Oh my god! It's the bloke from Changing Rooms. I'm going to be on TV with him on Friday. I love it.
He's
going to
decorate your house.
Yeah, exactly.
I want him to actually.
Listen, both of you, the best of luck.
Thank you
for Friday.
Thank you very much.
We've got so much support for you on the text for both of you. So thank you, Kim. Thank you, Danny, for coming today. Make sure you watch the show on Friday night on ITV1.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And now Grant, who is playing Oh What's Occurring for day two. All right, Grant.
Hey.
Hi. Grant is 18. He lives in Harrow near London. And he is on day two of Oh What's Occurring today. How, so far, has Oh What's Occurring changed your life by playing it?
Do you know what? I feel like a different person.
Do you?
It's seriously changed me.
Right. Have people send you lots of messages and stuff?
Yeah, everyone's like, good luck.
Right, what, on Facebook?
Can I say hi to Nora? I know she's listening.
Who's Nora?
Nora, off of Panto.
Off of Panto?
Yeah.
What's that?
Long story.
Hey?
It's a long story.
Right, okay, fine.
Leave it there then?
Yeah, just leave it there. Nora off of Panto, hi. Now, you won yesterday, which means you stay on to fight Becky for another day and you are not leaving until Becky beats you. Quick question for you, Grant. Can I just ask, do you recognise this voice?
Hello.
You're right?
Yes, thanks, how are you?
Who's that?
Who is that?
Yeah.
Hello.
You're right?
Yes, thanks, how are you?
Any idea?
No.
Right, it's your mum.
Mum?
Quite like it, you don't even recognise your own mum's voice.
No, I recognise it. I was just hoping in my heart of hearts, deep down, that it wasn't her.
Hello.
Yeah, it's definitely your mum. Now, I spoke to her earlier.
Oh, I bet you did.
Yeah, now, this isn't my fault, actually. Don't blame me, because she sent me an email. I didn't get in contact with her. Obviously, this is news to you.
Yeah, just a bit.
Right. She sent me an email, but would you like to know why?
Go on.
Right, well, she was kind of questioning some of the things that you might have said yesterday when you were playing the game.
Yeah.
Any idea what?
Well, I'm Grant's mum, and I was once questioning some of the things he said.
What could that be?
What could it be?
Hmm.
I don't know. Go on, hit me.
Well, the first thing was that he washes the dishes every day. Right. I thought that was classic.
Yeah, he did say that. He said normally he'd be listening to Oh What's Occurring, washing the dishes.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't do that.
Right. So you don't do that every day?
Not every day.
No, but you did say every day.
Yeah. No, I didn't say every day. I said I listen to you when I'm washing the dishes, and sometimes I'm listening to your podcast. Sometimes I listen to three podcasts.
All right. You angry with your mum a little bit?
I'm going to kill my mum.
Also, anything else that you might want to tell us that you maybe didn't mention yesterday to do with performing?
No.
Oh, okay.
I thought you'd quite like to know about his Panto experience.
Do you want to tell me about that?
Oh, is this with Nora?
See, it's all fitting into place.
Funny. Okay.
Grant was pantomime dame this year.
Really? Because he didn't mention that yesterday.
No, he didn't at all.
He said that he was a supporting actor in a film with Alfie Allen.
Absolutely. But forgot the pantomime dame bit.
What's she like, your mum?
Yeah, I love her so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're a pantomime dame?
Yes, I was.
Why didn't you tell me this yesterday? This is as good as being, or even better than being a supporting actor.
Yeah.
And he was brilliant.
Was he
really very funny. They were all really good.
Actually, I'm just clicking through your pictures that you sent in along with the email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looked great.
He did. Yeah, you can't really tell that he's a boy.
No. Until he opens his mouth. But, you know, some people really did think that he was a girl. Which is a bit surprising because he does have quite a deep singing voice.
Yeah. That's all I've got from your mum. I just wanted to make you aware of that. That's what she was saying on the email to me.
Thank you so much, Scott. Thank you so much, Mum.
That's all right. Petunia, that was your name, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. And what Beyonce song did you do in your deep voice?
I didn't do a Beyonce song.
Oh, is that... Yeah, go on. Just
this
give
is,
us
this
a bit.
Is just my mum showing her age. It was a Pussycat Dolls song.
Oh, bless. Oh, well, which one was it?
It was Don't Ya.
Oh, bless ya. All right, well, go and speak to your mum. Now,
yeah.
And then we'll come back and play out what's occurring in a minute, all right?
Yeah.
All right, I'll stay on the line so I can hear what's happening. Podcast. And now it's day two of Grant on Oh What's Occurring against Becky. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hi, Grant.
Hello.
During the James Morrison and Eminem tracks, did you have a chat with your mum?
Yeah, we just had a little chat. I think we sorted out some things.
Yeah, I did actually hear some of it because I was listening in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's happening now? Are you not talking to her or what?
We're talking.
But you've just made a promise never to email anything like that ever again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard that bit, yeah. Okay.
I was just going to say my favourite bit, the email from Grant's mum, was she thought I was Becky Manton off The Weather.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she actually sent the email to becky.manton@bbc.co.uk.
She was very disappointed when she found out that it wasn't Becky Manton,
yeah.
As we all were.
Scott!
Right, are you ready to play day two, winner stays on Oh What's Occurring? Let's do it, shall we?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Florence off of Florence and the Machine?
Yeah.
What do you think her favourite thing is in the world, Grant?
I don't know.
Have a guess.
Cheese.
It's a good guess. She does like cheese, but tell you what she likes more. Biscuits.
Biscuits?
She loves a biscuit, Florence and the Machine. I've seen her quite a few times at Radio 1, and she is never without a biscuit in hand.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is what happened for your first Oh What's Occurring situation. I gave Florence 1 minute to name as many biscuits as she could. How many do you think she would get? Grant goes first.
Okay.
1 minute.
1 minute and biscuits. 10.
Grant says 10. Becky?
12. Oh. Maybe I just name more biscuits. That's probably it.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Florence off of Florence the Machine, naming as many biscuits as she can in 60 seconds. Hi, Florence.
Hi.
Okay, I'm going to give you 1 minute to name as many biscuits as you can, starting now.
Rich tea, digestive biscuit, chocolate hobnob. Jaffa cake.
Oh, that's good.
Jammy Dodger.
Not so keen on them.
Party rings.
What's
pink
that?
Wafer.
What's a party ring? Sorry, carry on, you're running out of time.
Ice gems. Hugh's pointing to his face. The Hugh face biscuit.
Ginger.
Ginger biscuit! Wait! Okay. Posh Sainsbury's chocolate, double chocolate ones. There's about five of them, 15, so that could count as a whole load.
No.
Creams and those weird biscuits they give you at school, which are home baked and they taste really strange, sort of like burnt. We used to get these biscuits that our school used to make them, and they would, well, like they cooked them in the school, and they were so horrible. They were like brake biscuits that they tasted like burnt. It was like petrol and burnt things. Not the nicest of biscuits.
I didn't know what she was talking about then. Anybody else?
No. But I know a party ring. How can you not know what party ring is?
I don't know what the burnt ones are.
You'd
either.
Like them because they're really low calorie.
Are they?
Yeah.
Right, so she named 11 proper biscuits. There was some in there we couldn't let her have. So what do I do now?
Well, I help you on
the
show every day.
I think I get the point.
Why do you get it, Grant?
You
couldn't think of an answer quick enough. Okay, Becky gets the point.
Oh! What's occurring?
I love the new assertive Scott.
Okay, next one. You know David Guest? Wasn't it fun when he came in before Christmas?
Do you know what? I'm so annoyed that I wasn't here for
Oh,
that.
You weren't here.
I missed him and his hair.
His comic relief hair, which wasn't for comic relief at all. It just looks like
it is.
Just
like the red stripe.
Yeah. Did you know, In his time, David Guest has actually met some famous people.
Yes, because he went through loads of them and I'd never even heard of them. And then he had a go at me because when he said Doobie Woobie or whatever it was, I went, who? And he was like, how do you not know who Doobie Woobie Booby are? And I was like, I don't.
Yeah, he did.
Like, I don't know. He's on and on about that.
I don't know who Booby Dooby Wooby is.
No.
I don't know. It's a simple question. During that interview we did with David Guest on the show before Christmas, how many names did he drop? You weren't here, but you were on a line from your house because you were snowed in. I remember now.
I had a studio made for me. Does Dooby Wooby count as two or one? I don't know. I'm going to say two. 27.
27 name drops by David Guest in one interview. What do you think, Grant?
I'm going to go for 25.
25. Let's find out.
Ow.
Here's David Guest doing a bit of name dropping.
David Hasselhoff, he's an old friend of mine. I love Shiri. She's absolutely crazy. Sometimes Liam Howlett. I had dinner Saturday with Sarah Harding. We partied till 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
She is fabulous. Pete Doherty, who's a very close friend of mine. And I've got footage with us with Elizabeth Taylor, Sophia Loren, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, my best friend, the real Michael. He talks like a man, like, okay, David, I want to do this now. Derek Acora, and he goes, I've got him!
June Sarpong.
Sarpong, great girl, great looking. And I really wanted to get near June, but say hello to Quincy Jones! And June started having puddles. And Michael go, no, you got to get another one. He goes, impossible. Because Michael had a great sense of humor. The Four Tops, Ashford and Simpson, the Doobie Brothers. I would have entertained in my house Whitney Houston. Pink made her first appearance in my house, and everybody used to perform there. Michael Jackson, and my neighbor was Liam Neeson. John Bon Jovi lived in the building, Howard Stern.
Peter Andre?
He's a friend of mine.
Yes.
Alex, the cross-dresser, and Dane Bowers. David Guest and Liza Minnelli. I play Tom Jones, and backing me up is Les Dennis and JLS. Bob Mortimer.
Right.
He's brilliant. And Vic Reeves.
Yeah.
And JLS. They go, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's called David Guest My Life, and it has The Temptations, Benny King, Percy Sledge, Denise Williams, Dorothy Moore. It has Russell Tompkins Jr. and the Stylistics. It has 18 Peebo Bryson soul legends.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that sounds really good. Excellent.
David Hasselhoff. I was out to lunch with a client I represented, Burt Bacharach, and Jerry Moss of A&M Records. He was the M of A&M. I was handling Al Green at the time and the Doobie Brothers and the Doobie Brothers, Elvis Costello. I thought I should do it because Michael had just done it with his nose. Michael was always supportive. And so his mother and LaToya, we told LaToya to heat it up. And Mrs. Jackson said, LaToya, I've had it with you.
It's quite a lot in there. Some of them you may not have heard of. I forgot that when I was doing that interview, when he
you
was...
Actually, yeah.
I was going, who? Under my breath, listen.
Dorothy Moore. It has Russell Tompkins Jr. and the Stylistics. It has 18 Peebo Bryson soul legends.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that sounds really good. Excellent. And then you went, and you went, what are you laughing at? Grant. Oh, there were 37 name drops in there. Becky gets the point.
Ow! What's occurring?
Apparently, the first point should have gone to Grant, though, because a Jaffa cake is a cake and not a biscuit, so that actually makes it 10, which means I can't really get the point.
Okay.
So he should have the first point, and I get that point. That means it's all to play for.
Okay, one all. Yes, point taken, everybody on the text. You're back on the game, Grant.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you, people on the text.
Yeah. You know the you've left your phone in the studio game? We did it again earlier. What happens is this. We call somebody up who works here at Radio 1 on their mobile and tell them they've left their mobile in the studio. But how many of them will come down here to collect their mobile even though they're actually talking on it when we call them? Because no one trusts me. I didn't make these calls. I found the most trustworthy sounding person at Radio 1. That's Alex, who works on Fern's show. He's very trustworthy.
I would believe anything he told me, if I'm honest.
That was my plan, see? So, I've got three members of the Radio 1 staff here. Bit of a disadvantage for you, this, Grant, because you don't actually know who they are.
Yeah.
But sorry, just have a guess, innit? So, we call them, we say, hello, you've left your mobile in the studio. How many come down and collect it? when they're actually talking on it already. Let's go for... Right, let's go through them one at a time, okay? So first of all, Ian, who works at Radio 1. Yes or no, would Ian fall for it? Grant?
He did almost come to rescue me from a shower when I had my toe stuck in the grate. I don't know if you want to change your answer.
No, he wouldn't.
So Ian is not falling for
it. I thought that might be... I don't think he would either, but I'll have to say yes because he's already said no.
Okay, then. Here's us calling Ian with the You've Left Your Phone in the Studio game.
Hello.
Ian, it's Alex. All right, mate.
Hello.
Hello. I'm just in the studio doing some recording. I found your phone. I think you've left it down here.
Wow, that's not true, is it? Because I'm on it right now.
No, it's got missed calls on it as well. Do you want to come and get it? I think somebody's been trying to get hold of you.
It's not. I don't have one.
Well, do you want to pop down and get it? Because it's ringing. It's annoying me. Ian, do you want to get your phone? It's ringing now. It's really doing my head in. I'm going to throw it out the door if you don't get it.
Don't. You don't need to resort to that. But it's not my... Alex, I'm on my phone.
No, seriously, pop down now.
I'm not coming anywhere.
All right, it's going out the door.
Go then, throw it, I dare you.
That was it.
Oh, no. So, Grant gets a point for that. It's a point each. For each one you get right.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It is.
You're just making it up as
yes,
you go
I am.
Along. Thank God we put this in the terms and conditions.
Have you read
online?
The terms and conditions?
I know,
I'm allowed to make it up. Right, what about Adam? You know Adam. Grant works upstairs at Radio 1.
Oh, yeah, Adam. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah? Do you think he's going to say, going to fall for it or not?
Yes.
You think Adam is going to fall for it?
I think Adam would fall for it, yeah.
Okay, Becky?
No.
Oh, okay. Here he is.
Hello?
Adam, it's Alex. All right.
Alex, yes, well, what can we do for you?
Mate, I've got your phone down here. Can you pop down and pick it up? Because I'm just trying to do a pre-rack. It keeps going off.
No, you haven't.
I have. This is yours.
No, you
it's yours right here.
I don't think you do.
Well, can you come down and grab it? It's really annoying. I think you've got loads of missed calls.
It's definitely not my phone, mate.
How do you know it's not yours?
Because I'm on my phone.
Well, you're not. I've got yours right here.
Okay, how is it? How do you know it's my phone?
Because it says Adam on it.
My phone doesn't have Adam on it.
Says...
No, that went wrong. So, no. It was a no from Adam, which means Becky gets that point. Is it 2-2 now?
Yep.
Oh, God. Oh. Okay. Grant, what about Gemma, who works in the office? Is she going to fall for it? For the You've Left Your Phone in the Studio game or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
You're going to say yes?
I'm going to say yes.
You think that Gemma is going to say... Okay, I'll come and get it. All right, let's find out. You're saying no, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know she will, though, bless her.
Hello.
Hey, Gem, it's Alex. All right, listen, can you pop down to the studio? I've got your phone here. I'd run it up, but a bit busy at the moment.
Yeah, cool, Cam.
Cool, are you on your way?
Yeah, I'm coming now. All
right,
bye,
Oh,
I love her so much.
Bless. So even though she's talking on the phone, she is going to come and get it from the studio. We did actually, we rang her back.
Hello?
Hey, are you coming to get your phone? It keeps ringing.
Yeah, I got halfway through and then I realised.
Okay, thanks, well, if you could come and grab
it. I've got my phone in my hand. I actually realised halfway through going down the stairs. Bye.
Rubbish. Grant wins today's...
Oh, not again.
Oh, what's the caring? And Grant, you're right for tomorrow?
Yep, I'm up for tomorrow.
Well done, mate.
Yes.
So Grant lives to fight another day. Go and do some dishes and we'll speak to you tomorrow at 5:20. Unlucky, Becky. See you tomorrow, Grant.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Right, so a while ago, we sent presents to celebrities. Chappers did it, but he don't live here anymore. My flatmate is now going to take over this responsibility. So if it's a celeb's birthday or maybe the wedding of a famous person, or maybe even if they're having a baby or something, we send them a present and then maybe, hopefully, we get a personal thank you note back. In the past, we've had thank you notes from Lily Allen. Will Smith sent us one. but we want some more celebrity notes. My flatmate is here now. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So, the only rule with this, because you have been to the pound shop today, here in the Credit Crunch, all the presents have to be from the or a pound shop, right? So you've been out shopping?
I've got some great stuff.
Okay, tell us whose birthday it is first in the next few days or weeks.
What, just all of them?
Yeah.
We've got Misha Barton. She is 24.
Yeah.
You've got Jules Holland, Alicia Keys, Jose Mourinho. It's not his name, is it?
No.
I've said it incorrectly.
Mourinho?
Mourinho.
I think it's Jose Mourinho.
Jose Mourinho.
It's his birthday. He won't mind. He's getting a gift.
So how many people? So you've got Steve off Journey, off of Don't Stop Believing.
Mm. It's a good song. I've been listening to that all day.
Have you?
Yeah, well, the Glee version, to be honest, which I think is better. Is that long?
No.
It's very good.
I don't think Steve minds if it's the Glee version or his version. He still gets paid. Don't worry about it.
He's happy.
Who else? Misha Barton. Jules Holland.
Yep.
The Jose one.
And
Steve off of Journey. That's it.
Right. Okay. So what have you got for these people?
All right, I've got some really good stuff.
You've got an excellent selection there. Can you really get all this stuff for just £1 each? Yeah,
you can.
We're going to send these off to these celebrities in the hope of getting a thank you note. Okay, take me through each person and what you've got them.
Okay, do you want to pick someone and I'll tell you?
Okay, I will pick Misha Barton.
Misha Barton. For her, I've got this lovely de-icer. Right, no, don't laugh. I don't reckon she gets the bus. It's cold. That'll come in handy, that will.
Yeah, I also think she lives in LA,
yeah,
where it's not cold. It's like 22 degrees today.
It's colder everywhere than it's been ever before. Yeah, that'll come in handy.
All right, well Misha Barton can give that to her driver.
Yeah, she'll like that.
Oh, that's nice. It's quite bumper size
as well. It's big, right? For £1,
all right,
that's value.
Send that off to Misha, see if we get a thanks back. What else?
We've got... this is not... Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
She's going to love this.
What?
Chess pieces.
Oh, those really tacky plastic ones.
There's no board.
There isn't a board. No, it's £1, all right?
Just the pieces.
£1 for the board and then...
It was a separate £1.
Also, she does look quite clever, Alicia Keys.
I reckon she'd probably already have a board. Maybe with some pieces that she might have lost. And these will replace them.
Yeah, so send them on to Alicia.
She'll like that.
What else?
Jules Holland.
Yeah.
I thought he might like these animal-shaped cookie cutters. Don't laugh. Animal-shaped cookie cutters.
I can see him handing them out on his later show to his guests.
So when next time he's making biscuits, he can just cut them into a giraffe shape.
Well, I don't know what animals it is because it's sealed. Is it wrong to open it?
No.
To find out what animals they are?
Open it and seal it back up, he'll never know.
He'll never know.
Well, now we've got to go through the quite boring bit of you opening it.
All right,
I'll open them.
Becky can open it for you.
All right, and what about for Jose? Jose, what's his name?
Mourinho.
That's it.
Is that right? Yeah. Jose Mourinho.
Yeah.
Some in-car air fresheners, but they're England flag ones. Football, it works. You like that?
Right, let me just consult the one that didn't speak. Is he England? Portuguese? What? Would he ever support England? What team does he support now? Inter Milan. Does he work there also? Oh, right. Well, yeah, but it still keeps his car fresh, and he probably has got a car.
He doesn't live in England.
No, but probably. He'll like that.
It'll fond memories.
Right, have you opened the animal cutters?
I have to say they're very disappointing. You know, in cutting sets, you normally get different ones. We've got 4 pigs, 2 dogs and 2 lions.
Jules Holland will be happy with that.
So,
if he loses one, it's got multiples. That's important.
Yeah.
And what else? Is there one more?
There is one more. But Steve off of Journey.
Off of Don't Stop.
Yeah, go on. This is probably my favourite out of everyone.
How old is Steve off Journey now? He must be 80 or something.
52.
Oh, okay.
Right, and this is, he'll like this, right? This is a solar-powered light that you put next to your door sign. So it kind of lights up. So if the emergency services have to come round or a pizza delivery guy, he can sit, because Steve might live in like 30A and people might often go to 30B and this will light it up for him.
All right, so that the pizza man doesn't get confused.
Yeah, or...
Illuminated house number.
Yeah, or emergency services, because he is... 52.
Or just friends, if Steve has friends.
That's what it
around.
Says on the box. It says emergency services, home deliveries and friends could find you with ease.
Essentially, for £1... That's I could have good. Just saved his life.
All right, well, I'll leave you with those to send off. Also, what we're going to do, this is your idea, is we are going to put a picture of you in and you're going to sign it.
That'll be a nice touch.
There's a nice picture of you there. Do you not think that when Misha Barton gets the de-icer and also an A4 picture of you with Happy Birthday, Love, Fraser on it, that's going to slightly freak her out?
Especially this one. What's going on with this picture here against the wall?
Just smiling.
You didn't have this one taken especially, did you? What was this used for before?
You don't even wear glasses.
Why are you wearing
this wall?
I do
for that picture. It makes me look smart. So you not think? An air of sophistication.
Oh. Right.
If someone sent you some de-icer, would you not like to know who and what they look like?
Well, yeah, okay.
We'd have this evidence to show to the police.
Are we framing that picture, or are we just kind of sending it like as an A4 piece of paper photocopy?
Don't want to spend extra money on the frames.
All right, well, thank you very much for coming in, and I'll leave that with you to send off. Thanks, and let us know if you get any replies back, obviously.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now,
the Scott Mills Daily.